It's not too late for me.
I suppose so. But we need some sort of official capacity. So that people aren't just like
next
looking
time
at
you go to the new town, let's come up with a story. Can we agree to that?
Well, I'm not sure about a story, but some kind of official capacity would be nice that's not crazy.
I have official capacity.
Marshal. Just no one cares.
Yes!
I'm with the U.S. Marshals. Yeah, whatever.
U.S. I even got the badge!
You're not in America.
It is making me choke some chocolate.
America is the saviors and police of the world!
Right now, it's just the Western Hemisphere. Okay. So, Ivan, you've come back as well. Ugh.
Are you okay?
I was trying to breathe water.
It doesn't work very well.
It can be quite deadly.
Yeah.
And this is the sound of Andre.
Yeah, this. Sorry, guys. This will be my last episode. I'm going to drown on a cup full of water because I can't talk and drink at the same time.
He hasn't quite mastered yet.
Okay.
Is it chocolate, maybe.
Chocolate. All right. So. Who's there now? Back.
I guess I go look at the scarecrows. Do they look creepy? Do they look like they're going to jump out and strangle me?
That's how well the scarecrows are made. Yes, a lot of them actually look kind of creepy.
Okay, one of them looks like fiddles.
Considering everything that I actually ran across, it's possible the scarecrow jumps off his little stick and strangles someone.
Honestly, I'm not going to say everything. We've come across a hag, a Nosferatu.
You can try to see what they can strangle with.
If just adds more fuel to the fire, you'll notice that most of them have brown bags for heads, like brown rucksacks or burlap bags. Just to add fuel to the fire.
I look under one of those sacks.
You find a straw. Oh. You find a kobold.
No, I find that meaning Skaven.
You find 11 Skaven.
What the
fuck? How do y'all fit in here?
Workstone!
One of you fit in here?
You know, the goblins think they have a
You find 11 rat ogres.
Was that a bag of holding?
I'm supposed to suffocate after a short period of time.
No, it's a bag of tricks.
Well, I learned from William that he and Catherine had a falling out. Did you find something similar?
Kinda. She didn't really want to speak of the... anything.
Yes, William was rather reluctant to give many details as well. Though he did mention something about their childhood and some event that they wouldn't rather speak of.
Wouldn't rather speak of?
Yes.
Are any of their parents still alive?
I hadn't asked. They're all in their upper 20s. They're adults.
So maybe if we find their parents, we can ask us if they know anything.
Could anyone tell me the names of the people who were murdered?
Yes, that would be quite useful too.
Well, I was thinking you could perhaps ascertain that information from
the constable
or the
detective. I go to this door, I buy a newspaper.
Or the constables or the detective. Is there a newspaper out here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have a good up.
Marcus White. Jessica Barker and Stephen Stonewall
and Stephen Garner
because he isn't joining games, so we killed him.
He was suffocated to death by Stephen.
Well, unfortunately, Stephen's corpse was the one that seems to have been mutilated in a ritualistic fashion,
and his intestines were used as graffiti.
They said some lewd things about the queen.
Yeah. We don't like them anymore.
Alright, well, I suppose we can try and learn of their families and see if they had any other friends that may know of this incident, aside from the six.
Well, we could always... Well, I suppose if you want to ask around about the families before we head out, I mean, it's only 2 miles, so it'll only take us...
Yeah, just to kind of speed it up, the old man will, of course, totter over.
Oh, all right. I've been in town longest. What do you want to know? As long as you'll be reoccurring customers.
We may come back.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
It's making a mess.
You...
I guess. Shh.
What do you want to know?
Well, we wanted to know about the families of the deceased.
Mm. Well, most of them are grieving at this point.
I suppose it wouldn't be polite to ask them about their sons and daughters.
No, not so recent. Or not so soon after the event.
Well, we had heard there was some sort of event that happened during their childhood. Do you happen to know anything of that?
No, they used to all go palling around, though.
Apparently it was a bit that broke them all off.
Yes, we did. They did kind of have a falling out, and they did seem to kind of go their separate ways.
How long ago was this?
10 years ago? Ish.
I see. Well, what about the families of William or Catherine?
Well, William's a bit of an orphan.
Oh, that's right.
But he always hung out a lot, or he spent a lot of time with Father Gregor, or Vicar Gregor.
Father Gregor.
Miss O'Donnell's family moved away about 4 summers ago.
Months?
Summers.
Some years.
God. Moved to York.
Oh, I see.
And Catherine's family is no one you particularly want to meet.
Probably not.
Well, do you know of any others that could have been friends with them in their childhood, but not as close?
It's a very small town. Those were the only six in their age group.
Well, we can still go speak to Sarah Lee.
I suppose.
I heard Brian is a busy farmer.
Oh, yes, she's quite busy taking care of the six tanks. Yes.
I suppose it's really the only option we have.
Yes. Do they come into town often?
No.
No?
Except when he's here on Sundays to sell off his excess at the farmer's market. But since it's so early in the year, I doubt he has much to sell off.
Oh, indeed. Well, thank you for your help.
Of course. Toddle, 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 toddle.
I suppose we should go speak with Sarah Lee.
Right, let us wake up our marshal.
What time is it?
It's about 1-ish.
I suppose we could have lunch and then wake him up.
Alright, we'll say it's 2-ish when you wake him up, so he actually gets to remove his fatigue level.
Yes.
Ivan, you eat with him, I assume?
Yes.
After having gone and investigated several scarecrows.
It is possible. They did get off the stick and travel slow.
You find a skaven in your pocket.
what? How did he get in there?
Is that a skaven in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Yes, yes.
So the Skaven's happy to see me, and it was a Skaven in your pocket.
Kill, kill the man thing, yes, yes.
Cheese.
Wardstone.
Alright. They wake you up. Give me a vigor check to see if you can pry yourself from bed.
Seven.
Oh, you had 6 hours. You're fine. Oh, you turn your head like this and it kind of goes, does the...
Oh.
But of course, he's the one who's waking you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you wake up to his lovely face in the morning.
I poke you with my cane.
Stop that.
Ah, you're awake. Good, we need to go out and speak to the woman. The farmer woman.
Crack. Crack. Stand. Crack, crack, crack.
Have a good sleep.
I've had worse. At least I have a bed this time, and my wounds have been bound.
Yes, well, get your effects and we'll get going. Meet us downstairs in 5.
Yeah, just let me get dressed.
Yes.
as I'm probably standing in front of you in my underwear.
I've already turned around and closed the door.
Alright. Alright.
I will dress appropriately to where we're going.
Warmly. After you guys are heading out there, you guys do see a lot of moors and farmlands. The thing is out here, there's a lot of fog just kind of clings there. This is England. There's a lot of fog and rain all the time.
Quite a change
from the arid climate I'm used to.
Yeah. You guys pass several fields with some of the scarecrows that Ivan has investigated. Once again, not a lot of planning. And then you kind of get out to the moors. Way out here. What moors are is, imagine, basically like solid ground, but it's kind of super moist when you step on it. It's kind of wet. And at some points, the reason why moors are so dangerous is it's basically like quicksand. And so occasionally, you know, things happen out here. People can go missing if they don't travel in pairs and whatnot.
I just wanted to, I did bring my travel bag with me. It has my hatchet in it.
Okay. As you guys are, of course, heading out, you guys do eventually see kind of like a little cottage and some farmland in the back. You guys head on up, and the first thing you notice out in the front yard are the six children running around. All six are boys.
Well, that ain't a mess of boys.
Sitting, also running around with them, you see six dogs. The age category seems to kind of fit the child.
They got a dog for each child.
Nice.
Well, a dog is a useful thing to have when you live out on your own and you run a farm.
What, Fido? Is Jimmy in trouble?
One of them has a zombie.
Or, what is it, Rex? Did someone fall in the well? Bark!
Does he actually just say bark?
Yeah.
Oh, does he actually bark?
If you talk to him when he's barking at you, you'll get a special dialogue where it's like, what is something wrong? He goes, bark.
Do you want me to stab the next person I see?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of different questions, and the correct one, where he does the happy bark, is, did someone fall in the well? And then he gives you the location of a well, and if you go down there, there's a little mole rat, and then there's a name, BB Gum.
That's actually probably a reference to one of the early Fallout games. If you went down into a well, you could find a BB Gun, which is also a reference to Christmas Story.
And
Lassie. Anywho! So as you guys are, of course, kind of walking up, you four are kind of noticeable on the road, the only road and the only other people out here.
Yeah.
And up comes running a gang of children. The oldest boy, about 9 at this point, comes up to you and says, "Who are you?"
"Well, my name is Liam. I'm a fencer."
"A what?"
"A fencer. I'm skilled at swordplay."
"Are you a noble?"
"Of course not. Do I look noble?"
What's wrong with your skin?
Now, children, that's rude.
Try to cover it up. Just a food allergy.
Makes you brown.
No, it made me red.
Children, that's rude. Go along.
You're not my mum.
Well, go tell her we're here to see her.
Mum!
Go tell her.
There's people here to see you.
You don't deal with many children, do you, Liam?
No. No. Don't see many
Timmy,
children.
Timmy, go get mum. Oh, do I have to? You're the smallest. Shut up, go. All right, come on, Vado.
Little dog runs off. It's like a little puppy. Doing the hopping through the grass. A minute or two later, and several more embarrassing questions.
Do you always have to wear that hat? It looks dorky.
You did not just insult my hat, did you?
Do you... You're an American. Have you killed anyone? Lots of Americans are bloody savages.
I did have to kill someone to defend my farm, yes.
Did you eat him?
No.
Mom says that Americans would likely eat your heart if it got them a bit of money.
I can honestly say I have never eaten a man's heart.
She walks out. You can see that she's kind of her hair's kind of like, she always looks a little kind of stressed, and she says, oh, honey, no, let's not trouble the visitors with questions like that. Hi. I'm Sarah Lee.
Hello, nice to meet you, madam. My name is Liam Whitaker, and these are my associates.
Pleasure to meet you, pleasure to meet you. Oh, a lady of your status.
How does everyone automatically know you're a lady of status?
You do realize she does not have common clothing.
Oh, that's
she's
right.
Not covered in shit.
He looked upon. How do you know? He wasn't covered in shit.
I suppose so.
please come inside.
Thank you.
Take inside. You know, it's kind of obviously a bit... This is obviously kind of a poor, rustic family, where you can see that they kind of struggle just to keep up with all the food and all the giant children who are slowly go... Or the children who are jumping into
the
everything.
Giant children.
And of course, you know, you can see that there are dog bowls and clothes hanging up. Everyone, she says, please, have a seat at the dinner table. She kind of sits down and says, don't get many visitors.
Yes.
Oh, it's understandable. Do you live kind of far away from the little town?
Yes. So what are you doing out this far? Especially someone of your status.
Just spoke to you.
Yeah, I like how we still didn't come up with a story. Like I suggested.
Time out.
Flashback.
Really suggested. Okay, we can do that.
Can I have you?
Well,
I know.
Let's see. Posing as reporters would probably be in bad taste.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would talk to us. Maybe. Maybe they will.
We can always just say we're part of a concerned group from London who's heard about the murders and want to get to the bottom of it, feeling that the current current officials sent to deal with it are incompetent, windbags, incapable of doing anything correctly.
Hey, you take this as an asshole.
That's true. We can go with that one.
Yes, you can.
Yes. Yes, I can.
That's you. You are a member of the people funding our organization and came along as a concern to make sure your money
is well spent.
The money is well spent.
Which is true.
You are her assistant here to make sure nothing troubles her.
Which is true. And you're a dirty yank here just to appease her so you get more money.
We could go with that. Or
you're a bodyguard.
I'm the bodyguard. I'm here to make sure nothing happens to the noble lady.
He kills the people that don't want to get in the way.
Alright. So basically, we're telling the exact truth. We're just rewording it a little bit so it's less. We're here to hunt monsters. Not acceptable.
Alright, try him. To the present.
Okay. I'm the member of the committee. And this is one of our fundos. We're here investigating the recent troubles the town has had. We're dissatisfied with the police response and figured we could do a better job ourselves.
Give me a persuade check.
5.
Okay, so why are you really here?
What are you...
I have 6 little boys. I can see a fib when it happens.
Wait,
you're not telling me something.
You're lying? Huh?
There's something you're leaving out here.
Madam, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me anyway.
I have 6 young boys.
And I'm sure you've heard taller tales than I would tell you if you continue along this path.
Yes, I have heard taller tales than you can spin.
Yes.
Then what's the problem, Ryan?
It's still a tall tale.
You spin me right round, baby, right round like a record, baby.
Let it suffice that we're telling most of the truth.
We are looking for the murderer. And we had heard that you were friends with the individuals who have passed.
Was?
Yes, at one point in time.
Yeah.
And we were concerned that there was a connection, that all 6 were targets.
Yes. Well, no. Not all 6.
How do you know?
I killed them.
I killed them.
Needless to say that I'm telling you most of the truth.
Right.
We're here to help you, madam.
Let's see, should I go for the full-on crazy here and just let her know?
I gotta do it deep.
The thing is, we don't know what it is. We don't know what we're looking for.
Although I have to say,
it could just be a crazy person.
The professor is
it could be too,
because there was guys with guns outside the door. There's no guys with guns outside the door here. I hope there's
not. Right. You see 4 people with guns, a couple of hellhounds, and
God darn it!
They're back? What the hell?
Except now they're zombies. Rain!
Zombie death.
Rain! Alright.
When we get back to London, we gotta ask them again. How did we kill these guys?
Alright, ma'am. I'll be completely honest with you here. We noticed a strange correlation between the phases of the moon and the timing of the murders. Traditionally, within folklore, the full moon signifies bad things happening within various folklores. We are part of an organization who deals with such bad things, so we were here to investigate to make certain that this was not the actual cause.
And even if it wasn't, we were here to stop that anyway.
Yes, we are here as a group of concerned citizens. Our original reasons behind it are just a little difficult for the average person to believe.
Well, since you're a little bit more honest with me, I'll be a little bit more honest with you. Yeah, all 6 are connected, but only 5 are targets.
Are you a target?
Yes, I am. Sadly. And I know why.
Would you be willing to tell us?
Sure. Pumpkin Jack. Everyone who's not American, you can make a common knowledge check at a -2. For the American, you can make a common knowledge check straight up.
Who? Who?
I get a 0.
5. Pumpkin Jack. That's a old myth story. In New England, basically a warlock was chased out of town. And when he was killed inside, he hid in a cornfield. And when he was killed, he was found hiding inside a scarecrow. And the, of course, horrible story is that he comes back to life and brings scarecrows to life type of thing.
Huh, the old woman at the end may have been telling the truth then.
I investigated it!
So
Pumpkin,
Old Pumpkin Jack.
Okay. Any idea why he'd want to kill you guys?
Yeah.
Are you willing to part with that information?
Sure. Go distract my kids.
Right. I suppose I can go have them ask me more embarrassing questions.
Why don't you go play Cowboys and Indians? I hear that's a popular game in America.
They'll love that.
Do you even know what an Indian is? You seemed confused earlier.
Oh, that kind of Indian. Gosh, why didn't you just say so?
I did. Right. I walk outside and begin trying to distract the children.
All right, they will attempt to beat you with sticks.
They can certainly try.
Better you than us. See if you can get raises.
They poke your eye out.
You die.
They're thoroughly distracted.
Look, it is still beating hard! Let's eat it!
What do we do with the dead body? We gotta figure out what to do before Mom comes out.
Quick, everyone bury it. Don't say anything, Jimmy. But
don't say anything!
Or the other option. Okay, we got all these dogs here. Eat them, boys!
About 10, 15 years ago, my friends and I, we all kind of piled around, and a long time ago, we went up to an old abandoned farm. There was this kind of spooky atmosphere, and there was this old kooky book.
Kooky!
And Thomas, one of our good friends, started reading from it and whatnot, and you know, it was obviously a book of witchcraft. We were all kids. We thought it was just fun at the time. But then something answered.
You reached the devil hotline. Okay. To summon Satan, please press 1.
And to summon Satan, please chant 1.
The book answered?
Something else. Over the next few weeks, you know, kind of being the little rebellious teens we were, you know, we started getting a little into things like witchcraft. You know, just dabbling a little. And we later came to find out that we were apparently talking with the spirit of Pumpkin Jack. It asked us to do small things, you know, like kill a rabbit, get some strange herbs. You know, nothing, stuff like that. Nothing too out of the odd. But, you know, it was kind of fun and a little mysterious, and we knew we shouldn't be doing it, so it was kind of a bit thrilling. Until one day, it asked for something else. It asked for a volunteer. Thomas, the most dedicated out of all of us, someone who was really into it, volunteered. Somehow, the spirit or book or something got a bag on his head. He strangled him. Killed him. And we all panicked and ran. William apparently went back later and noticed that right outside that old creepy farm was a brand new scarecrow. An old baghead. All of us swore to leave that night and never to go back. Except William did. I think William tried to make contact again. And a month ago, last full moon, each of us had a dream. And I do know each of us because I went and spoke with most of us. Pumpkin Jack said he was coming to collect more followers.
No, this means that every religion, every church here is evil.
I don't think old Gregor has anything to do with it. I think it's just more like William.
Yes, Gregor did say he wasn't staying at the church or anything, although he could have been lying, I suppose.